There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ain't no stopping us, Hugh. Well, maybe. Maybe Nick Sirianni's stopping us. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, as the Eagles win 28-23. They were up 22-0. And that's why a lot of people's takeaway today is, what did the head coach do with all those decisions? At one point, you count on up. You're like, did he take 9 points off the board? Your reaction there, the Kelsey thing, the Embiid thing from Saturday. And, of course, we'll get to some NFL takeaways coming up at the bottom of the hour. Marple Mack in Malvern. Hey, Marple Mack.
Hey, this is, I told Kyle, and he wanted me to, we're bashing the coach, and he should be. You know, this gets back to those letters that I sent him. Could anybody ask him whether he got them and read them?
You know, I'm going to text Elliot right now, because I know that Sirianni speaks today. So Elliot usually gets that first question in. I'll ask Elliot if he can ask him about the Marple Mack letters.
I would love to know, because I wrote him four of them. And the return card came back, and I'm sure if he would have implemented even some of that stuff, he wouldn't have made those lame brain decisions that he made there.
Oh, I mean, you got to be right on that. Yeah, I mean, I would think if he read anything of any of intelligence the last year, he wouldn't have. And we know he has. I mean, he reads leadership books. I hope he read your letters. You would think he would think differently in these games here, Marple.
And the last call that I made, I wanted to tell you, when you were rating the quarterbacks.
Yes.
I agree. I couldn't agree with him more the way he ranked them. And a question to you: does that change now after this game? You,
the our NFC the quarterback? Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I think we hit that list spot. We were pretty close to spot on. Kirk played well again. He was on your list. Stafford played well. Yeah. He was on my list. Marple Mack, good call.
Jalen played decent.
Jalen stays in the top five in the NFC.
Yeah.
Yeah, Goff played well again as the Lions win again. We'll get to more.
Yeah, we just got to get Purdy off that list.
I'm good with it.
That's the first time Marple Mack kind of acknowledged that I was sitting here.
I think he made a concerted effort this time. He called me Kyle instead of the screener.
Yeah, he's
he addressed you.
Yeah,
he's growing.
We're a big family now, us and Marple Mack. I agree with him. If he read his letters, he has better in-game decisions. I mean, that to me is a clear correlation there.
It's amazing how we went back to square one. We went back to the Britney Spears debacle. Just like in one day, one game.
Yeah, and I wonder by tonight at 6 if we find out, did Howard Eskin clip his hair to look like Sirianni?
Did you see the video he sent, like pretending? Dude, that's like the number 5 guard. That's the biggest guard you can put on there. You ain't fooling nobody, man.
Oh,
you're talking to a dude that's bald. I know what the number 1 is, the 0, the 1.
That's not
five.
Zero.
That's not the 0. That's like the 5 or the 6. Come on, man.
Yeah,
bald. I've been bald a long time. This ain't my first rodeo. He gonna put the number 6 guard on there, and then the young lady with the, like, he's gonna put it. She cut the clippers. I'm like, dude, that's a 6.
Yeah, it was a staged video. For
you know
sure.
what
yeah.
I mean? That was a 6.
Is anyone surprised?
If you want to impress somebody, King, take the guard off. Take off the governor and dig. Put the clippers to your head.
Look, not too many people around here show the full commitment in the way that I do.
Nah.
To my head coach. That's who I've never wavered on for
not a second.
Is that what we're going with today?
Yes. Yeah.
Today we're straight up lying.
And you try to say I speak with a friend.
Rock steady back here.
Yep. So,
okay.
That hand's been steady about Sirianni the whole
always.
Time.
Yep. All right, dude. My beer is safe, though. I want to let y'all know that.
Oh, no, it's not.
Yeah,
that was
it
a,
is.
No, that Hold was up, a 15 point
no,
performance
no,
yesterday.
No.
Yeah.
What did the score say?
23.
No,
how they got them.
No, that's
they got
not the deal. The defense allowed 15 points.
No,
in that
the
game.
Defense. The no, defense. No. They scored 23 points.
No, you're
I don't remember
wrong.
Anything.
No, you're not. Uh-huh. The Jags defense scored on that fumble.
Nope.
Okay, excuse me, guys. I'm going to check the.
You're not weaseling out of this. With
Hugh
the, with
Douglas,
the,
2024 Eagles mm-hmm. defensive tracker. I just want to see what was said there. Yeah, it was put. The way it was framed to me was that defense that touchdown did not count. The defense is scoring.
No, because so here's the stipulation. If the Eagles defense can hold opponents to 17 or less points
defense,
per game.
Defense.
The defense. That's key.
You're in big trouble. And this week they're probably going to play Cooper Rush.
I ain't worried about it. Down the stretch of the season.
Oh, you're in big trouble.
They get to see Chase Young and Daniel Jones.
No, I'm good.
That was not a good result for your beard yesterday. No, that was a great result for that 23 points.
Worst result yesterday for Sirianni or the beard?
Oh, for Sirianni.
I don't know, man.
No.
I'm not sure about that.
23 points.
It was 15, Hugh.
Let's say this without the bet in mind. Just answer the question. How many points did the Eagles' defense allow yesterday?
Go ahead, Hugh.
I refuse. I feel like I'm being attacked.
It's a very simple question.
I feel like I'm being attacked.
Right, yeah, you are.
I don't like the line. This line of questioning. I don't like it.
You want your lawyer here?
Yeah, I do. I do. I want HR. I feel like this is an HR.
That'd be a good new bit. We each get lawyers in here. We're uncomfortable. My lawyer will answer this one. Raji's in Delaware. Hey, Raji. Raji?
Moment too big.
Hey, Raji, what's up?
Too big for me. What's going on, man?
Hey, how you guys? How you guys doing?
Good, what's Raji. Up, what's up?
Hey, I met you guys at Klondike Cape in Delaware.
Oh, yes, Raji, I remember meeting you. What's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, pretty good. I didn't get a chance to watch the entire game, but just to talk about Hurts a little bit. I know he's playing really well the last 3-4 games. I really like his deep balls that he throws.
Those deep balls.
You know, I'm more concerned about his short to intermediate throws. Sometimes when you watch, he goes back and he holds the ball a little long.
Mm-hmm.
Then he tries to scramble a little bit and try to make something happen. Now, I know in the NFL, you know, those are the money throws, you know what I mean? Especially in critical games, especially in the playoffs and stuff. You know, I want us to be in that elite
Roger,
level.
What you over there doing, man? You breathing awfully heavy. What you doing on? You on a treadmill?
I'm just doing some chores around the house, man.
I'm looking at the freezer.
Okay.
He's busy, man. He's doing all sorts of things.
He's doing a lot of heavy breathing.
Yeah, I was lifting a TV.
Oh, TV.
He sounds like Daryl Morey.
Well, you picking up a TV, Roger?
He's a young man to be breathing all heavy like that, though. You're too young for that, man.
Well, so is Daryl Morey.
Big TV, 65-inch.
Oh, that is a big TV.
TVs aren't even that heavy anymore. Why are you breathing so heavy, though?
Are you mounting that or are you putting it on a stand?
Now I'm trying to get rid of it. Take it to the recycling center.
Oh, would you get a new TV, or you're done with TVs?
Yeah, it's broke, so I'm trying to get it out of the house.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
Raji, listen, man, good hearing from you, and it's good calling Hurts. I thought yesterday, I think it's progressing. I mean, I think the last 2 weeks feel like the best he's played. I agree that Giants game was very choppy, even though his numbers were fine, and mm-hmm. we could point to the last 4 weeks, no turnovers. I thought yesterday he threw the ball well. Now, the 4th-and-3 to AJ, where there was incomplete early, I thought he needed to rip it more. He kind of sailed it.
A little bit.
Well, it was like it wasn't enough.
He put no stank on it. He put no mustard on it.
He needed more mustard. I have that in my notes. More mustard on that one. But some of the throws he had yesterday, the one to Saquon front corner of the end zone early in the game, that's a great throw.
Mm-hmm.
The one to Devontae, that's a great throw. I mean, he made some good throws yesterday.
I have no problem with the way he's playing. He even overcame some bad play calling. If that's what you want to say, he overcame some bad play calling to do some really good things yesterday.
Yeah, I feel good about where Jalen is. This is the best I felt about him in a long time. Derek in Paoli. What's up, Derek?
What's going on, fellas?
Derek, what's up, buddy?
Joe, listen. The Kelce with Embiid thing, man, y'all, it's like you saw the video with Kelce, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
of
course.
You didn't see the video with Embiid, right?
Right.
But your eyes are still telling you that, like, when Hugh's like, oh, Kelce showed tremendous restraint. Where? Right? Where?
Well, he got shoved to the ground at one point, right?
That all bets would have been off at that point, Derek. I hear what you're saying about the phone. He threw the phone down.
Yeah, but he grabbed the phone first, though, right?
Yeah, when the situation escalated, he'd show restraint in that moment. That's what I was talking about.
Okay, so my whole thing is it escalated. Before he grabbed the phone, so that's escalation right there. Like, we're talking about Jason Kelce didn't go to Ohio State. He didn't go to Penn State, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if he thinks that he's just...
Oh, your phone, dude. Your phone is doing something.
That you can't... You know what I'm saying? Like,
wait a minute. What you say again, kid, Derek? I couldn't hear.
He's not Taylor Swift, right? So he didn't go to Penn State, Ohio State, like all that kind of stuff. So he walking around doing this tour and doing all that. everybody's not going to be a fan of yours, bro. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm sure you've been like, you suck and you're this and you're that. Yeah, you got to let that go. Like, he's walking with his wife or something like that, and one of them kids is yelling out some stuff to his wife, I would back him. But because somebody refers to your brother as whatever the dude said, that doesn't warrant you grabbing a phone and throwing it. Just like with Embiid. And we ain't see the video, but we all know that you can't be going around like shoving a reporter, no matter what he said. Now, Embiid stood on it, though. He said, like, if you say it again, I'm a, you know what I mean?
I'm put hands
on you. I'll deal with it later.
Yeah.
So I respect that part. I wait to hear Kelsey's reaction to it and all that. But I just feel like we like kind of put Kelsey in a whole different stratosphere than a lot of other people in Philly. And it's like, he's a retired player, bro. It's not like he just came in the league and da-da-da-da-da.
No, he is in a different stratosphere, D. Yeah, he is in a different stratosphere. No question about that.
Hold him accountable for that, though, right? He should be out here representing and showing these younger cats how to do it, not grabbing phones and throwing them and all that beer chugging and all that. Like, come on, man. Leave that for the kids, man.
No, I mean, I hear you. I hear you.
So Derek, to your point, I don't think you're wrong. I think in retrospect, you think about it now, he should have taken the guy's phone.
First and foremost.
Yeah.
But again, dude, like, I think I know you and I've been around you. Dude, it's only so much a man going to take when somebody just yelling and screaming at you like that. I understand.
That's my whole point, though. If you're going to say Embiid, you can't be putting hands.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
On people, you can't be doing that. You got to treat them the same exact way.
Well, I agree, I got you. But I do think there is a difference, even though both we could say are wrong, between taking someone's phone, slamming it down, breaking property, whatever, and he shouldn't have done that, and putting your hands on someone. I think there's a difference.
And there's history there. Those two guys, that's history.
Though, right?
No, but we didn't know. We didn't see a video of Embiid and Marcus.
Happened. No.
But it was reported.
It could have just been some little... A lot of stuff get reported that don't really be actually what really, really happened. So I just feel like we don't know how hard he shoved him. We don't know nothing. But we're still like, well, it's only so much. Like, you don't know what Embiid did to that guy. And that's a grown man. Marcus Hayes is a grown man. Like, that little kid right there, he was a drunk little college kid, man. He ain't. Come on, man.
Come on. But like D, he was a drunk college kid who had them beer muscles that felt that he had a shot at whooping Kelsey's ass.
Listen, like I said, if you want to talk about one, you got to treat him the same way, bro. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Like, they
no,
both
I hear you.
I get you. I think ultimately, Derek, we preached the call. Ultimately, both could have handled it better than they did. Neither handled it to the point where it's like, this is the worst thing we've ever seen. Like, no one got punched. No one's in the hospital. But they both could have handled things better. I anticipate Jason Kelsey's going to offer some sort of, hey, I could be better in that situation. I don't know. You want to call an apology?
Yeah,
I don't know.
He needs security.
He probably does.
He needs security.
Yeah. I mean,
But somebody just brought it to my attention that, you know, it is kind of ironic that, you know, you grab the guy's phone and you break it. And then when he pushed you, you didn't do nothing, though. I mean,
that's where he realized, like, I got to stop right now before this is a big deal.
But at that point, I didn't cross the line. I'm pushing on. Well, you know me, Joe. I'm pushing on.
Aren't you the one saying I need to represent the Sixers and all that? You're going to give that advice?
No, I'm saying.
You're the PR guy?
I'm not about to put myself in that situation. I'm not friendly when I go out like that. I'm not about to be cockeying and kicking all in folks' face. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to give you the nice high, and I'm going to give you the be like, hey, dog, back up off me. I'm going to give you that. Mm. And if you don't heed to those warnings, then I'm going to go ahead and push them chips to the middle of the table. I'm not about to do all that back and forth. I mean, you know, I'm too old to be doing that, man. Too old for that.
I think Kelsey needed to high road that kid entirely. Just walk away.
I agree with you. Yeah, I don't think...
I wouldn't have grabbed the phone.
I don't think either of them handled the situations
no,
like they
you
should
can't,
have.
You can't let it escalate to something physical
but Marcus
like that.
Knew, you cannot tell me that Marcus Hayes, calling him by his government name, didn't know exactly what was going to happen when he walked in that locker room.
So I agree with you on that. Also, let's not pretend that Joel didn't do what he did Friday to get the reaction into Marcus.
Yeah, he did, because Marcus wanted all the smoke at that point.
Joel brought it to the table Friday. He knew Marcus is going to show up at some point again. He covers the team sometimes, right?
I think confronting him, I think, is fine. It's justifiable, even.
Words.
Right. It can't get to the physical point.
I'm not the only one that act childish from time to time.
Well, everyone does.
Yeah, Marcus, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
All right, let's go. Let's go to Mark. Actually, first, let's hit the NFL stuff, all right? So then we'll go back to the phone lines here. NFL Week 9. Hugh, what hit you the most yesterday? As there was a lot of big games around the NFL, there were some in the last games, obviously, it's tonight before the NFL trade deadline tomorrow. The biggest thing for me is that Lions-Packers game wasn't even close.
Uh-huh.
And that was supposed... If you're going to get Detroit, the whole thing is you get them outdoors, right? They're better in a dome. The Lions look like the outside team, and the Packers look like the dome team. That wasn't even a close game. They beat them up. They took the ball away. Hugh, the NFC goes through Detroit. Like, everything we do from now on as paying attention to the Eagles.
Yeah, Detroit Lions look for real.
It's the prism is we got to find a way to beat Detroit. They're the best team.
Yeah, man. You know, it's funny that Detroit, a few years ago, was probably the laughing stock of the NFL.
They were.
And they were talking about Coach Campbell biting ankles and everything. He got that team playing well right now, man. But to me, the conversation has to be, it was yesterday, the play of Saquon Barkley. And outside of the fact that he fumbled and everything, that phenomenal play, the backwards booty jump, to leap over everybody, that's something that I get. This will probably be the second time in what, 3 weeks that he's gotten a scepter from Angry Runs? Because you gotta imagine that he's gonna get the crown for Angry Runs this week again.
He probably will.
The running game is alive and well and is coming back to the NFL, man.
Well, Derrick Henry and Saquon, that's a good takeaway. What'd you take away from yesterday's game, Kyle? Yesterday's games across the NFL.
Well, the Cowboys are done. They've been done for, I think, a few weeks now.
Well, now they have injuries on top of not just not being good right now. So they're down. So the look-ahead line on Eagles and Cowboys before yesterday started was Eagles minus 2.5 for this coming week. It's now Eagles minus 6.5. I think that tells a story about Dak.
Yeah, it feels like Dak's not playing.
Yeah.
What did it say to say Dak?
Yeah.
Everything's fine, though, over there.
Sure.
In case you didn't know.
Oh, is Jerry Jones talking?
Jerry does.
What does he got?
Really regret this for all of our Dallas Cowboy fans. I will tell you this, that I've been around. I've seen Michael Irvin tear up and cry when he couldn't lose anybody because he's just recovering from knee surgery. Yet his ass came back and led a team to 3 Super Bowls. I know you can be there if you're there. That room's full of guys that can get it done. I believe in them, coaches and all.
You have got to be smoking something.
Jerry still believes.
Still believes.
As his team is 3-5. The other part of the season, right, is teams officially quitting and firing people. So the Saints fired Dennis Allen today. Boy, that was they should have done that in the offseason. And the Raiders fire their whole offensive staff. So we're getting to that point of the season here where the bad teams, they know they're bad now.
Yeah, they're starting to separate themselves. They're like, we're gonna fish and cut bait on this one.
Yep.
Getting rid of this. Dead weight.
Commanders did win yesterday again, so that the Eagles' challenge there is not going to get any easier. They're gonna have to earn it, because I don't think the Commanders are going to lose a lot of games on their own. Like, the Eagles are going to have to beat them, Hugh, when they play them twice.
Yeah, it's gonna be exciting, man. Please just let this thing stay the way, and we get AJ healthy so that we can get that matchup that we all need. Maybe we get Flex back into a late game. Can that happen?
They can't Flex Thursdays out.
No, it's already a Thursday game, right?
Yeah.
No.
So they can't flex it.
Yeah.
So what I mean is they can't flex it from Thursday to Saturday. No, or Sunday. No, we got a Thursday game against the Commanders. All right, let's grab Mark at Cherry Hill. What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. First-time caller.
We appreciate you, Mark. What are you thinking?
Well, I was appreciating the comments today about Sirianni's use of analytics. And, I have to – the thing that really bothered me about his coaching yesterday – when you have the chance to go up 3 scores in the first half, with 17 points, and the other team's doing nothing against you. The one thing I didn't hear talked about, and I might have missed it, was the disregard for the risk of injury to the people on that play. I mean, at that point, if we were talking today about losing Jalen Hurts for the season with an ACL or Achilles tear for a lousy point for on a two-point conversion, we wouldn't be talking on the radio. We'd probably be down at the link with pitchforks and torches. So,
Mark, that's a really good point. And I'll add to your point. The whole thing has a cumulative effect. Like, people have said today, well, they won, so none of this stuff really matters. Well, the fact that the game was close late, they had to keep pushing, right? That's more rushes for Saquon. If they're up two or three scores, the backups are on the field. So, yeah, they got out of it. But you're right, Mark. The more games we play like this, the more it's like it's extra plays that are not necessary.
Correct. And if you lose another offensive lineman, I mean, what would we be? Sirianni wouldn't have been a coach in the fourth quarter at that point. Laurie would have come down from his box, fired him then, and just elevated Kellen Moore, who I hope is going to take that job before we lose him to another team.
Yeah, there's a risk attached. Mark, it's a good phone call, man. We appreciate it. There's a risk attached to when you do it. Like, you could jump out to a bigger lead and kind of put the game away, or you could force yourself into a tighter game down the stretch. 215-592-9494. We'll squeeze as many calls as we can into the next segment before we hand it over to the afternoon show. And we got to get into something. It's kind of what our last call alluded to, a play that was automatic and didn't feel that way anymore. We'll talk about it next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.